I'm Pastor Lau from our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at about 9:05. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30, indoor with masks and distancing, or you can listen from the parking lot on your car radio. We also have a full service each Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
We're now between our Lord's birth and the start of Lent. We call this season Epiphany because it reveals or shows or makes manifest who Jesus is and what God thinks of us. You see, just because God became man, suffered, died, and rose again, doesn't really give us any reason to celebrate or rejoice or have faith and hope in him until we first discover that he did these things out of love for us. John, the disciple of Jesus, tells us that God is love. It's also in John's gospel that Jesus himself explains that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Jesus said to his disciples, "I give you a new command. Love one another just as I have loved you." And our Lord Jesus showed his love. He showed us what God's love looks like and how it works as he healed the sick, gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, and new strength to the disabled. He showed us his love when he fed the hungry, released those who were repressed by evil, forgave the woman caught in adultery, and even gave life back to some who had died. The Apostle Paul tells us, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. He also says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Again, our Lord himself said, this is love, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then Jesus looked at his disciples and said, you are my friends. This is who Jesus is and what Jesus does. He tells us again and again and again that the key to knowing God and to understanding what God does and to seeing God at work in your life is in knowing that he loves you. God became man and was born weak and humble because of his love for you. Jesus goes to the cross out of his love for you. His resurrection is on account of his perfect love, and he has returned to reign in heaven forever in love for you. He has promised that one day he will return to call you into his eternal kingdom, not because you're such a great person, but because of his immeasurable love for you. You see, to know Jesus and to understand what he's doing and what it all means, you must come to see that it's all about his love. Now, I can talk about deep theological things, and I can teach all the doctrines of the Christian faith, but if I don't convey to you the love of God for you in Jesus Christ, then the Apostle Paul says that I'm no more than a clanging gong or a noisy cymbal. It's good that we should teach children the Bible stories and that confirmation students learn the catechism. But what is really needed is to know that God loves them. By the time kids are in junior high and high school, they start to realize that they're not perfect. And we're all good at pointing that out. They start thinking that if anybody really knew them, they wouldn't love them. And so they start looking for love, which sees their imperfections and loves them anyway. So we must teach our children what love is by telling them this and by also proving it to them, just as our Lord Jesus has shown us his love and proved to us the depths of his love by bearing all our sins willingly and out of love eliminating those sins and replacing them with good things, even resurrection and eternal life with him. There's a proper time and use for discipline and learning that life has consequences on account of our failures. It's good and right that we teach the Ten Commandments, the creeds, and the Lord's Prayer. But what we cannot do without is knowing and showing the love of God for us and for all people through his Son, Jesus, our Savior. And as I said before, I'll say again, you cannot know what love is unless you've seen it. And you cannot know what love means unless you've experienced it. So what does Jesus mean when he commands us to love one another? What are we looking for? There are many places throughout the scriptures which can teach us, but the Apostle Paul has given us the perfect summary in his first letter to the Christians in the Greek city of Corinth, which interestingly enough was a free love city. Didn't really know what love was. So Paul taught them, saying, love is patient. That is, you cannot put a time limit on what you do for those you love. Love demands that we give however much time is needed for those whom we love. Showing love for someone in a particular situation may be something that takes 20 minutes or maybe 20 years. In fact, when you love someone, you might never give up on them or stop worrying about them. Kids think that love means letting them go, but parents can't help but keep on loving them even when they are out of the house and have families on their own. That's just the way love works. Love is also kind. We may talk about tough love, but that doesn't mean hurting someone or doing them harm. That's discipline or punishment. And there's a place for that in life, but it isn't love. It wasn't the love of people, but the love of God which drove Jesus to turn the tables of the money changers in the temple. And Judas may have thought he was doing Jesus a favor by forcing him to defend himself against the temple guard. But anger and scheming isn't love. Love does not envy. In other words, love isn't about what I can get out of this, but about what you need and how you will benefit. In the same way, love does not boast. Again, it's not about you, but about the one you love. So if you find yourself wanting what someone else has or receives, or if you're always talking about yourself and what you've done or have, then that isn't love. Maybe it's sinful human nature or a self-affirmation of your strengths, but love is about the other person, not you. So Jesus didn't get anything out of it for himself by going to the cross. He was God. He already had the kingdom of heaven. He went to the cross so that you could have heaven too. Love does not insist on its own way. There again, it's not about you, but about the one whom you love. Love is not irritable or resentful. It's actually two of the tougher ones, I think. How easy it is to get upset and hold a grudge even against those whom we love. But bringing up the wrongs of the past or letting yourself get easily bothered by the words and deeds of others is not the loving way. John wrote, love covers over a multitude of sins. Ain't that the truth? Every day we say and do things that people could take in the wrong way if they wanted to. We speak and act without thinking. We snap or make snide remarks. But those we love overlook those things and put the best explanation on everything, because if they didn't, all we'd ever do is fight. Finally, I think most helpfully, the Apostle Paul explains that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. I know that's nearly impossible to do. It is impossible this side of heaven. We can never have that perfect love for as long as we're still here. But remember, the point is that this is how Jesus loves you. We try to have that same love for others, but what is most important is that this is how God sees you, how he deals with you. God does not say, I've had enough with you. He always believes. That means has confidence in who you are and what you can do. He always looks forward to the day when things will be better, even perfect in the new creation. And that's why Christian love is such a big deal. It's because God's love defines everything that Jesus is and said and did and promises. But the truth is that just hearing this and taking it to heart doesn't really convince people that God does care. It's like telling a teenager that you love them when all they see is criticism and loneliness. No, they have got to learn what these things are by experiencing them for themselves. You see, you can never really know what forgiveness is until you've forgiven someone else. And you can never really know what it means to be blessed until you've experienced it in your own life. And it's the same with love. You can never know how God loves you until you've learned to love others. When I was a young man at the seminary, I understood that God loved me. I knew that He wanted good things for me, that He provides for me and still promises to always be with me. But it wasn't until I became a husband and a father that I really got a grasp on what that actually means. And I don't mean just receiving this kind of love. I'm sure that my mother and father loved me. But now, being married and having children, I know how love covers over a multitude of sins. I understand so much better how you can bear, believe, hope, and endure all things because of love. Maybe this is what Paul means when he says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up childish ways." You see, children keep score. Children understand doing to others as they've done to you. You hurt a child, they want to hurt you back. But in growing up, in maturing, we learn that there is such a better way. For most people, even those who have heard about God's love, what we need next is to actually start seeing this love in action as we love and are loved by others. That's what's needed to make this more than just an interesting subject to discuss and seeing it make a difference in our lives. And in this way, it is our hope and prayer that we will grow in our faith by giving and receiving the love of Christ, to know His concern, His presence, His comfort, because we've learned about those things by giving and receiving them from others. This is something Jesus our Lord has given us, and something which He has commanded us to do for one another. Because as the Apostle Paul points out, we know about faith and hope and love. But the greatest of these is love. In Jesus' name, amen.